welcome, welcome. It is time once again for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And we have our friends from OKM Music in today. We have Brittany Burling and also Price Connors, two of my favorite people. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Great.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm awake.
That's the same.
That's one in a row. So we've got some fun coming up. Mm-hmm. Now that it's starting to get a little chilly, we had a very nice Oktoberfest.
It was so much fun. We had such a good time.
Always trust your weatherman.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You were so right. Tom here told us before Oktoberfest that the weather was going to be fine. And we put our trust in Tom, and we did not regret it because the weather was fine.
The clouds parted, the sun shone, and had fun.
This is exactly what happened. It rained right before. It stopped just for the event, and then it started raining right afterward. So it was just during the space of the event. We had perfect weather. It was a ton of fun. And I personally want to thank all the volunteers who came out and helped us and everyone who came out to support OKM that day because we had a blast. We really appreciate each and every one of you for your support. So
that was very nicely done, and you really had a good crowd there. Mm-hmm. Even with the threat of possibly some bad weather, everyone knew that we could just go across the street, basically, if that took place. But can't wait till next year. But in the meantime, we've got a few other things coming up.
We do have a few other things coming up. So we have Christ Kindle Market, which is our second fundraiser for the year, and that's going to be on Saturday, December 14th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's going to be in the community center. So it's going to be inside, so we don't have to worry about the weather for Christ Kindle Market, because December, it's just, with all the possible snow and cold weather, it's just better to have it inside. So we'll be in the community center on Saturday, December 14th from 10 to 4, and again, that's for Christ Kindle Market. So that's our little Bavarian-themed Christmas shopping market where you can come and buy Christmas presents for your friends and family or just for yourself. Depending on if there's something that catches your eye, but we'll have a lot of artisan and craft vendors from here in Bartlesville and beyond. So there's going to be a lot of options for shopping. And then there'll also be a little, we call it the Perky Rudolph. It is a little Christmas themed bar situation. So if you'd like that,
or if I get a red nose,
the Perky Rudolph. So if you want to get some hot mulled wine or some hot cocoa or cider, or beer or wine, those will be available for you to purchase while you're doing your shopping. And we'll also have live entertainment and music and stuff for the kids to do. So it will be a lot of fun. And like I said, it's going to be in the community center on December 14th.
Very, very good. You brought along a friend.
I did.
Yes, she did.
We have our ongoing board member interviews with OKM. So Price is our co-vice chair of the OKM board. So we're very lucky to have him.
Well, thank you very much. And all Bartlesville is very lucky to have OKM.
They are, yeah.
You know, to have a music festival in the town the size of Bartlesville is just amazing with such wonderful people that we have coming each year. This is actually my fifth year being a board member of OKM, and I've seen some wonderful starts and some wonderful concerts over the years. It's always a great joy, and probably the hottest week of the entire summer.
I've been told.
Yeah.
The tornadoes part and the sun beats right down on you.
Yes, exactly.
That's
for that
right.
Week. What got you involved with OKM, Bryce?
Do you know, I moved here from Philadelphia 7 years ago, and I became directly involved with the Price Tower even before I moved here because my background is I'm an architect and designer. And within a short time, I met wonderful people who were involved in OKM. I moved here in January, and I attended my first OKM in June of 2012. And that was an incredible year. That was a year of the Carolina Chocolate Drops with Rihanna, one of my favorite concerts of all times. And through that, I just became heavily involved and wanted to become more involved. One of the things that was unusual for me, moving here 7 years ago from a major metropolitan area, I was afraid that I was going to be dropped into the cultural wasteland of Oklahoma. And I found out not only did we have the Price Tower, the architectural treasure, we had OKM, the music festival, and I've been very lucky to be on a number of boards here in town. They help these organizations. And I don't think people in Bartles will realize the real magic that we bring to the town. Mm-hmm. And also a draw for new people moving here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you have no idea when you move to a small city of 36,000 people that there's so much here to offer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through the years, the Carolina Chocolate Drops was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Then another year, we had a fantastic concert by Canadian Brass, mm-hmm. who has been a frequent visitor here to the mm-hmm. festival over the years. And they are a funny group, while creating wonderful music. You all have not heard anything until you've heard The Flight of the Bumblebee and their wonderful reacting of Carmen, the opera, which was the highlight of their last visit here. And then, you know, even though I hate to admit it, because I'm with classical music, my absolute favorite music is Broadway show tunes. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, we had the pleasure of having Chris Mann, who was one of the runner-ups on The Voice, come here. And he had been Phantom of the Opera in Las Vegas for over 1,000 performances. Wow. And we had Wilson Phillips another year, a fun, fun group. And, you know, and these are people that you can get up close with. And we also have an option of buying VIP tickets mm-hmm. for OKM, which allows us to have a little wine and cheese before with the stars.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've had an extra bonus. I head the tours and the volunteers and a number of other things at the Price Tower. And I've also had the pleasure of bringing a lot of the stars who come for OKM on the tour of the Price Tower, because many of them are architectural lovers and could not believe when they were staying in the inn at Price Tower that we had a Frank Lloyd Wright building for them to stay in, to tour, and to see. So I think every star that I've met, star, is that what I want to call them?
Go
stars?
For it, yes.
I don't know what the proper word is for them. Has been so impressed with Bartlesville.
There's this great story of, I think it was Quartetto Gelato. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Quartetto Gelato. As they were being driven into town, they saw the Price Tower on their way into downtown, and they were, oh, I know that tower. That's one of Frank Lloyd Wright's structures. And, you know, they were getting really excited about, oh, I didn't know that was here. And as they got closer and closer, they realized, we're staying in the Price Tower. That's where we're staying for OKM. We get to stay in the Price Tower. And they were, like, absolutely thrilled that they got to stay there. I believe that was Quartetto Gelato. But, you know, a lot of these performers really, really like
It was Quartetto Gelato, one of the other great performances
that
we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany doesn't even know this, that they were flying out early in the morning, and I actually did a tour of the building to fit it into their schedule at 6:30 in the morning before their flights left. They were just so enthralled with all of Bartlesville.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chris Mann was particularly fond of the Price Tower and Frank Lloyd Wright because part of his education was funded by the foundation that runs the Allen House in Wichita.
Hmm.
So that was even more important to him. And as he told me, he has a picture of the Price Tower on the cover of one of the coffee table books that he always keeps in his bathroom. So the Price Tower has made it to everyone's home throughout the country.
I love that. Well, but you hear it time and time again that these performers love coming to Bartlesville. They really do. We heard it from the German-American Society of Tulsa after Oktoberfest, actually, who told us that Bartlesville Oktoberfest is their favorite Oktoberfest to come perform at because of the hospitality and because of, you know, sort of the how charming Bartlesville is. And I don't know, I think that's really special that we can get in these world-class performers and entertainers, and they, you know, take away that Bartlesville is this really, really important little town. I think that's so cool.
And, you know, another thing that thrills the performers is performing in the community center, mm-hmm. which was designed by, well, everything I do, ours ends up with architecture. So they perform in the community center designed by William Wesley Peters, who was the head of Taliesin, the firm that was formed after Mr. Wright's death. And it is told to have one of the best acoustic Mm-hmm. Auditorium.
I believe that.
Anywhere. And, you know, it's very unusual for a town of what is now 36,000 people, but was 19,000 at the time it was built. Our community center, for those of you who may not have been there, I can't imagine anyone who hasn't been there, but there might be one, seats 1,703 people, mm-hmm. which is amazing for a town of this size.
And it looks like it fits more, but
it does.
It's huge.
Yeah, also there's not a bad seat in that community center. The times that I've been there for shows, man, no matter where you sit, you can hear everything and see everything. Yeah. So it really is a remarkable building.
You know, I've sat in there in everywhere from the front row to the last row. And the acoustics have always been fabulous. There's no columns to block sight lines. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go in sometimes and you go, gee, it doesn't look crowded here, you may be surprised to know that uncrowded auditorium has 700 people.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, here's a question for you, Price. Given that you've been so involved with OKM, what kind of impact do you think that music and also OKM can have on Bartlesville and the community?
You know, I think one of the things, like when I came here, as I said, from Philadelphia. My partner was transferred with P66, as I know happens to many of the people who are in Bartlesville now. OKM brings the magic of a big city entertainment into a small town environment where you actually see the people, you interact with them, you can buy the VIP tickets, meet them before. And, you know, I also had an office in New York for a number of years. And the one thing that makes our festival so important is it's affordable. Mm-hmm. Tickets are affordable. We have students' tickets. We have all sorts of tickets. So it's not out of the reach of people.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, that's very important in the town this size. And one of the things that I'm very proud of with OKM is our reach out to the students. Mm-hmm. You know, quite often the people who come here will do something in three, you know, for the high school students, where they interact with a world-known singer, a world-known pianist, a world-known violinist. So I think not only that, we are really just so enriching the lives of everyone. And I don't think we realize how much our cultural impact really leads to people coming here. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm going to say now sounds mercenary, okay?
Oh, no.
But the important part of OKM is people don't realize the amount of money we bring to the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's for 1 week. People eating out. They're coming in town. They're staying in hotels.
Yeah.
They're shopping in the local stores. Mm-hmm. But Brittany is now going to talk about something that's even more important. And this is even more mercenary than I was. So I'm going to turn over our fall campaign to Brittany.
Yes, our fall giving campaign.
And make her the mercenary girl.
Yeah, so we've just kicked off our fall giving campaign. So during time of giving, end of year giving is coming up. We hope that you might remember OKM. And so each week what we're doing is we're going through sort of some of the stuff that we've done in past years and what we hope to do in the future to show what those donations go towards at OKM. So this past week we highlighted all of our kids programming and our kids education and scholarship opportunities. A lot of people don't know that we actually give out scholarships at OKM for kids. So we do have one for young kids who are just wanting to start maybe piano lessons or guitar lessons. And then we have one for older kids who are wanting to go to college and they're wanting to pursue music at the college level. So we do offer those scholarships. So we do that. We also put on free performances for kids around the community during the festival week. So I have a whole list of things that we've done. We've done magic shows, puppet shows, music education, dance. We've had Jenny Lynn. I know I've talked about her on here before, but I went to that concert. So I really, really loved Jenny Lynn and her performance there. But she did a live performance of her storybook, her original storybook that was accompanied by classical music. And she talked about music with the kids. And sort of got them engaged into the storybook and into the music. And that was a free performance that we put on at Bartlesville High School for kids across the community. We had the Gothard sisters who did dance and Celtic music for our kids. And that was, again, a free concert and a free dance lesson that we did with the Gothard sisters. And then in the past, we've had Sons of Serendip at the Boys and Girls Club, which was a hugely popular event that had hundreds of kids present. And we do those kinds of events every single year with these major performers who come in and do performances for our kids. Without funding, we wouldn't be able to offer those types of opportunities, frankly. We offer those for free because we want every kid to be able to experience the magic of music. We want every kid to have that type of exposure to music. And so we want to partner with all these organizations like the Girls and Boys Club and the Mutual Girls Club and the Westside Community Center, the Salvation Army, on and on and on. We want to be able to bring artists in so that every single kid gets the opportunity to experience that. But again, you know, without funding, without generous donors, we aren't able to accomplish that mission. So part of our fall giving campaign is to really highlight the importance of those donations and what we do with them here at OKM. So if you're interested in giving to the fall giving campaign, you can go online to our website, okmmusic.org, where you can give a donation there. Or you can also just wait for me to email you. I've got a large email list. You might be getting some emails from me. So, but yeah, absolutely, we would we really appreciate any donors who are willing to give to our cause. So,
you know, I think one of the things that's overlooked quite often, everyone is concerned about exposing children to everything. And you know what is so interesting in the fact that in this small town, we can expose children to things that usually only happens in large cities.
Exactly.
They hear performances by Jenny Lynn, the Sons of Serendip. And you know, that's so inspiring. I'm also on board of another group, which is the Bartlesville Visual Arts Commission. And we brought a Kevin Bach sculpture to town. Kevin Bach's first experience with art was at the Price Tower Summer Art Camp. And also he went to Bartlesville High School. So, Dina, you know, I don't think people realize how inspiring it is to tell children, I'm also the head of education at the Tower, to tell children Mr. Box had a dream, or any of the musicians, they had a dream. Mm-hmm. And that dream came true. And they had the same background you did, Kevin Box. Their dream came true. So it's very inspiring to children to see all this. With Children's Music Theater, we just had Kennedy Coggle, a local Bartlesville girl, and she has performed quite often with OKM. I remember one year she did a wonderful Woolah Rock performance that was, I told you it was the hottest week of the year. We were in the community center because the heat index was 109 at 7 o'clock that night.
Oh, my gosh, at 7 p.m.
Yes,
oh,
and Kennedy
wow.
Coggle and her sister performed that evening.
Hmm.
And Kennedy Coggle, another local girl performing with OKM and all, just starred as the star of Carol King. In the musical Beautiful. So, do you know, it's so inspiring because these children can realize what can happen to them.
Yeah.
And unless they're exposed to the arts, to music, they don't know what's possible.
Exactly.
And I think one of the most interesting things about Bartlesville and why we should all be very proud to live here are the things that we offer to our children. I think every group is so involved with children education. And if you haven't gone to the puppet show, I know I'm too old for a puppet show, but the puppet show was just incredible.
They're really good.
Every year.
Yeah.
They're just wonderful. So, Dina, I can encourage all of you enough to be a volunteer, to get involved with OKM. If you love children, help out with one of our children affairs.
Yeah. And you can also be a sponsor of some of our fundraising events like Chris Kindle Market, wink, wink, is coming up on December 14th, and we are looking for sponsors for some of the kids' activities. So if you want to sponsor the kids' activities at something like Chris Kindle Market, reach out to us.
Because, yes, and, yeah. You know, I'm sure I will sponsor one. Brittany, I'm sure, will catch me as soon as I get off the radio.
Don't wait for the email.
You know, I think one thing that we do have to realize, though, is to love music, to love OKM, you don't have to play an instrument.
No, yeah.
I cannot play an instrument, and I could not sing if you paid me $1 million. I couldn't keep a tune going. But just as important as the performers are the people who love music mm-hmm. and love to hear
Absolutely.
Music perform.
Yeah, and you talk about kids getting involved early. You know, I was one of those stories. I'm 26 now, but whenever I was in high school, I was probably 16 at the time. I was forced to go to an OKM concert, despite my best wishes. And when I got there and listened to it, I ended up falling in love. I ended up really, really enjoying it. And it was sort of the beginning of a journey for me into really loving classical music. And that was, again, the first time that I'd ever been exposed. And I was in high school at the time, and it still really changed the course of my life. So, you know, getting kids involved, no matter if they're 6 or 16, I think can be really beneficial to a lot of different things. So we encourage.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, when you go to one of the concerts, you can really just be transformed. A few years ago, we had a wonderful tribute to the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. And wow. That was a great concert.
Wow, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if we want to know more about the campaign and, of course, the market coming up and how to be a volunteer. It's all one place. And
it's all at one place. Yes, we've made it very convenient. OKMmusic.org. You can go there to sign up to, if you would like to be a vendor at Chris Kindle Market, our application is on OKMmusic.org. Mm-hmm. If you would like to sponsor, go to OKMmusic.org. If you would like to donate to the Fall Giving Campaign, OKMmusic.org. It's all in the website. And I would also like to say that the Fall Giving Campaign, the end of the Fall Giving Campaign is corresponding with Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a nationwide giving event. If you've ever seen a friend who is, it's their birthday and they're on Facebook and they're asking for donations to a charity for their birthday mm-hmm. on Facebook, it's sort of like that, except on a massive scale. So everyone's giving on the same day, and that's the first, I believe, Tuesday of December, December 3rd is Giving Tuesday, and that will be the last day of our giving campaign. So, you know, we would, any donation, we absolutely appreciate, and we appreciate your support. So.
All right, Brittany, Bryce, thank you very much for coming by today.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's always fun.
And you've been listening to Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore, Niekamp Funeral Home, and Tall Grass Motors on K1.
Is it time to start?